During his address, President Obama says no law or set of laws can prevent every act of violence, but he says greater access to mental health care can help.
We're going to need to work on making access to mental health care at least as easy as access to a gun.
And improving that access is something Chris Klein, the vice president of clinical services at Skyline Trail, says is drastically needed.
The current mental health care system is built to ensure that a person who is a threat is guaranteed care. And then the system's only built to support that person until the immediate threat has passed.
Skyline Trail is a local 40-bed facility that's voluntary and focuses on mental health treatment for adults. Klein says more insurance plans need to allow for longer hospital stays for those experiencing a mental health crisis.
10 years ago, it was not uncommon for someone to spend 2 weeks to 30 days in the hospital when they were having a crisis. Now we're down to 3 to 5 days.
Other mental health experts recommend improved communication between schools, the mental health system, courts, and law enforcement. Tom Borneman is director of the mental health program for the Carter Center.
In most of these cases, I think if you go back and deconstruct them and try to understand what happened, you'll find that they fell through the cracks, that one system knew about it and didn't communicate to another system. For example, in the Virginia Tech situation, a young man had gone before the courts and was ordered into treatment, didn't go. Well, that's a gap. That's a problem.
Borneman says there should have been what he calls a warm handoff, where someone followed up to make sure the 23-year-old who shot and killed more than 30 people at Virginia Tech received those services. Michelle Worth, WABE News.